with malice toward none, with charity for all, with firmness in the right as God gives us to see the right, let us strive to do all which may achieve and cherish a just and lasting peace among ourselves and with all nations. In the cause of a just and lasting peace, the Women's Action Committee for Lasting Peace presents each week at this time a transcribed quarter-hour program of news and discussion concerning the problems of international understanding. And now here to introduce the program is Mrs. William McKinley Robinson.
It's particularly fitting that the members of the Women's Action Committee for Lasting Peace should be active in a program such as we're to discuss this afternoon. I refer to the project, the Fougere Project, carried on by the people of Kalamazoo, a project which we hope has made a very real contribution to goodwill between the peoples of two nations. In initiating and carrying a major responsibility for this project, our mayor gets major credit. And it is from him this afternoon, Mr. Henry Ford, that we are to hear a project report. Mr. Ford, will you tell us about the Fougere Project?
I'll be glad to, Mrs. Robinson. But what do you think our audience would like to hear about most of all in regard to this project?
I'm sure the matter of how successful the campaign has been would be of interest to everyone.
Well, I'll be glad to tell about that. The project has been undertaken in three parts. The first phase was food collection. The second phase was the clothing drive. And the third part has been financial, the raising of money to be turned over to the Save the Children Federation for the unofficial adoption of children and schoolrooms in Fougere. Now, as far as the food collection is concerned, I think we're very fortunate to have the splendid cooperation of the Kalamazoo Junior Chamber of Commerce. Our chairman of this food collection phase of our project were two people, Mr. Alvin Little and Mr. Donald Knight. The Junior Chamber of Commerce took care of the collection of food in our food stores throughout our community. They placed boxes in the various grocery stores, markets, and the people of Kalamazoo made a great contribution in those boxes of various kinds of food to be sent to Fougere. Then our committee purchased 15 tons of flour, and with the food which was collected in the stores, this made about a carload. Then the theaters put on a Saturday morning show for children, the admission price being at least one can of vegetables or fruit. And as a result of that morning project, about 6,000 cans of vegetables and fruits were brought into our project. And at the same time, we received a very nice contribution of baby food from the Muskegon Junior Chamber of Commerce, all of this really making a second carload of food. All in all, we've sent 35 tons, or about 70,000 pounds of food to Fougere. Our first shipment of food arrived in Fougere on March 15th, just a couple weeks ago. And I've just received a letter from the mayor of Fougere describing the arrival of the food and telling about its distribution. This letter was written by the mayor on March 22nd. I want to read a passage from this letter because he gives a fine description of the joy and the pleasure our Kalamazoo people have given to the people of Fougere. In this letter, he refers to the Fougere Solidarity Committee. And I might say that that was a committee which was set up in Fougere for the purpose of aiding the people of Fougere who were in need of help. And that same committee has taken over the responsibility of distributing our food and our clothing, which is now arriving there in that French community. Now, this is what the mayor of Fougere says in his letter. I will quote from his letter. It's as follows. I'm giving you an exact report of the arrival at Fougere of your generous gift. At the station, decorated with American and French flags, a great number of the citizens of Fougere were there to see the arrival of the train. The train came in at the appointed hour in the midst of great excitement. It consisted of American freight cars and looked very fine. The locomotive was marvelously decorated for the occasion. It also had a real festive appearance. Its three conductors were indeed very proud to bring in this testimony, so precious of friendship, and how very touching. I was very happy, as the mayor of Fougères, to express in words before the company of notables and the members of the Fougères Solidarity Committee what each felt so deeply in his heart. We also had the provisions unloaded, which were all in perfect condition, and they were transported to the place designated for distribution. This distribution was prepared by the French Entree Aid Committee and the Red Cross under the direction of the Solidarity Committee. It brought a great deal of happiness into more than 2,000 homes of Fougères. Indeed, 1,500 old people and 500 children received a fine loaf of white bread as a result of the flour which was contributed by Kalamazoo. This was a thing completely unknown here for years. They also received 5 pounds of flour and 2 cans of canned goods, of which one was milk. We also distributed some of the food to the Entree Aid eating centers and to the school canteens. 2 other distributions were made the following days because we did not wish to have anything happen to our precious merchandise, of which the population has such great need. I must tell you, Mr. Mayor, all the great gratitude of the population of Fougères toward the city of Kalamazoo. I would be particularly happy that you make it known to your citizens how much we do appreciate their generous gesture and the effect that it has had upon the morale of the people. We truly feel that the friends of Kalamazoo are taking part in our misfortune and that they're doing all that they can to alleviate it. It's in the name of the entire population of Fougères that I beg you again to be kind enough to tell your administrative council of our deepest gratitude and to assure them at the same time of our profound feelings of friendship that we have toward them. Then another letter that we have received from the mayor of Fougères. This one was received by Mr. Glenn Stewart, who is the executive director of our campaign. There was this sentence, which I thought was significant. It is as follows. If, as we hope, Kalamazoo may repeat this campaign, may I be permitted to tell you that flour, sugar, milk, and chocolate would be especially appreciated by our children, our old people, and our sick. We realize perfectly that in spite of the goodwill of the inhabitants of Kalamazoo, their possibilities are limited. We understand that your gifts can only be a supplement to that which the Solidarity of Fougères has been doing since last November, and we appreciate greatly and justly the value of everything that you're doing for us. I think that it's a very significant thing, Mrs. Robinson, about these letters from the mayor of Fougères, that he always refers to the children, the old people, and the sick. This shows that they really have a concern about the people who are unable to help themselves, and it makes me confident of the worthiness of the people of Fougères for help. Now, I really should say something about the clothing drive, because I feel that our clothing drive was a great success. We had a very efficient committee headed by Mrs. Thomas Wiley and Mr. Milton Orwin. There are many of our citizens, especially women, and many of the members of your organization, the Women's Action Committee, who worked very hard on this committee. And as a result, we collected about 14 tons of good, used, and new clothing. I'm sure that it will arrive in Fougères within the next few days.
What about the phase of the project involving the adoption of children?
Well, that part of the campaign is still progressing. We're asking our citizens to contribute money to be used for these adoptions. For instance, a person or organization contributing $96 will be able to adopt, unofficially of course, a child for a period of 1 year. And that $96 will be used to take care of the necessities of that child. And then a person or organization contributing $150 will be able to unofficially adopt a whole schoolroom of Fougères children. This work is being handled by the Save the Children Federation, an international organization which has the facilities for doing this. We've sent money now to this organization for the adoption of 65 children and 30 school units. Our goal is really 200 children and 50 school units. The money is still coming in. Organizations are still putting on projects for raising money, and I'm confident that we'll make our goal. Mr. William Race is the chairman of this phase of our project.
Have any personal contacts or friendships been made between the people of Fougères and Kalamazoo as a result of this project?
Yes, there have been, Mrs. Robinson, but that part of the project really is just starting. I'm sure that there's going to be a great deal of corresponding between the people of these two cities. There have been several people of Fougères who want to correspond with us. I would suggest that any Kalamazoo person wanting to write to Fougere and wishing to establish a friendship with some Fougere citizen should call the secretary of our Kalamazoo Fougere Committee. His name is Mr. Robert Rowland, and he may be reached by calling the Council of Social Agencies here in Kalamazoo. Mr. Robert Rowland, the telephone is under the name of Council of Social Agencies. I'm sure that there will be many friendships created as a result of this Fougere project. And as a result, the relationship between the people of France and of our country will be improved. There'll be a better understanding between the people of two nations. This will help in part to fill what I believe is the greatest need of today, better international relations, because it is on such relations that we must rely if we are to have the peace we all desire.
Thank you, Mr. Ford, for this progress report. I know that all the people of Kalamazoo share with you in pride in this contribution to lasting peace. This program has been the first in the April series of radio broadcasts by the Women's Action Committee. For this month, the series has been arranged by Miss Helen Barton. The remaining four of the series will be on atomic energy, upon its development, control, and its potential uses in medicine and in industry. We hope you'll be listening next Friday at this hour to hear Dr. Paul Rude discuss the development of atomic energy, and then listening with us each of the succeeding Fridays at 4:45.